May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text comes from the Old Testament lesson, especially these words from Isaiah 6. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. This is our text. You may be seated. Most Americans believe in God, some 83%, according to recent polls. However, what sort of God you believe in also matters. Many Americans see God as sort of an all-pervading force or presence. God is everywhere and in all things. This is really just worship of nature. What we see is God, pantheism. Others believe in a personal God, but one that is far away. Their God created the universe, but now he just sort of sits back, perhaps with a bowl of popcorn, and watches things play out. These are deists. Others, about 56% of Americans, believe that God is the God described in the Bible. But of these, only 71% believes that God knows everything that goes on in the world. And in another survey, 52% of Americans say that Jesus is not God. The picture of God that we Christians paint for the world is an important one. How we talk about God matters. Isaiah is given the incredible yet somewhat terrifying privilege of seeing heaven. He sees the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. He sees the Lord, of course, because the dwelling place of the Lord is heaven. But Isaiah goes on. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." One Lord, the Lord, who is named by the seraphim as holy, holy, holy. And they don't describe heaven being filled with the glory of God, although of course it is, but the whole earth is full of his glory. The holy, holy, holy does fill the entire world with his presence. Talking about God in general isn't enough. As I mentioned, many religious people believe in God. They may even think that God created the world, that he's watching us, or my favorite, God just wants us to be happy. But weren't things better that way? Isn't it easier for everybody to get along when we're not too specific about all this God stuff? Just leave out the controversial details. Perhaps John Lennon was right with his lyrics. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today, nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Well, as we look around, we do see many different religions, lots of religious sounding ideas floating around on the internet or TV. But maybe if we acknowledge that there is a God, nothing about him really matters. Just pretend that all religions are basically the same. Maybe we'll get that life of peace that John Lennon wrote about. But Isaiah saw heaven. Isaiah saw the Lord. We aren't allowed to imagine there's no heaven because God tells us there is. Not only did Isaiah see heaven and see God, but a very specific God, one who is worshipped and named in threes, the holy, holy, holy. And so we don't have an option to talk about God in some generic, fluffy way. No, we are very specific about the God that we worship. Did your eyes glaze over, perhaps? Did you get a little tongue-tied reciting the Athanasian Creed a moment ago? But the detail and the specificity with how we talk about God in that creed is about being saved. The creed states, "Whosoever will be saved, before all things it is necessary that he hold the Christian faith, which faith everyone do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly." That's pretty strong language. According to the words we just spoke together, to deny Jesus as God, to deny the Trinity, is to perish forever. One God is the triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit. In our gospel lesson from John, Jesus does get very specific about himself and where he comes from. He says, "No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." The Son comes from heaven. Isaiah saw him. Saw him in some way we don't understand. For he saw the holy, holy, holy. And one of those holies was the Son. And why has he come? For the Father so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The Son has come from heaven. The Son has come from the Father for you and for me to give us new life through his Holy Spirit given to you in your baptism, where you were born of water and the Spirit, so that you would enter the kingdom of God, so that you would gaze upon the holy, 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 just as Isaiah did. You may have heard statements like, "Oh, God doesn't mind how we know him. After all, he loves everybody, right?" Or perhaps, "God said you shouldn't judge, so you can't judge me." It's as if people are trying to defend God's honor by claiming he's really a bit nicer than those of us who claim that sin is real would make God out to be. Or we hear things like, "Oh, there's many ways to get to God, to have a good afterlife. You have your way, and I have mine. God doesn't really care as long as you're sincere." Again, we are led to think that being particular, that being specific about what we believe in God is just prejudiced or overly judgmental. God is a lot nicer than that, we're told. He just wants everyone to get along. Even as Christians, we sometimes give in to this. In an exclusive interview with a network news person, a former U.S. president and a Christian said that he believes that both Christians and Muslims worship the same God. "I think we do. We have different routes of getting to the Almighty," he said. But Jesus doesn't talk like that. He says, "Whoever believes in him," not some generic God, "whoever believes in the Son will not perish, but have eternal life." Isaiah saw God, and when he realized he was in the presence of Almighty God, he was terrified. He had no hope. For he was a sinner, a man of unclean lips. Nicodemus saw God too, but not in heaven. He saw God standing in front of him, face to face. He saw God in the person of Jesus. He had a conversation with God in our gospel lesson. And many more would see God, not in the glory of heaven, but in a different glory, in the glory of the cross. Jesus says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Jesus, was lifted up on a cross. There is the picture of our God, right there, hanging on the cross. Not some faraway God, not some generic God, a very specific person, crucified at a very specific date and time, and then raised from the dead. The same one who was present at the creation of the world, the same one through whom all things were made, that's God. Isaiah records, "Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for.'" I don't have burning coals on this altar to offer you this morning, but I do have the very body and blood of Christ. He gives it to you, and in faith, your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for. And you and I have not been given the exact vision of heaven that Isaiah received. But have you ever seen a baptism? You've certainly seen the Lord's Supper. Have you received and believed the Word of God? Of course you have. And in those things, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy, 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 is breaking into this world with His gracious presence, with His forgiveness. This very specific God comes to us in very specific ways that He's promised to bless us, to preserve our faith, to strengthen us. And you will see heaven one day in all its glory, just as Isaiah did, but you won't be terrified. You won't worry about being of unclean lips because all of your sin has been atoned for. You will see heaven in all of its glory. You won't fear. God, the Holy, 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 will welcome you into His presence in the eternal praise of our glorious triune God. In the name of Jesus, amen.